My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, so today we're going to talk about how to collect feedback that actually matters. But first and foremost, what do we mean by that? Like, what is feedback that matters?
So anytime you're trying to do anything to get feedback, like improve your product, figure out why your blog articles suck, figuring out why your service, your e-commerce product isn't selling, you're going to talk to people, you're going to get feedback, but not all feedback is equal. You want feedback that's highly relevant. What we mean by that is if someone gives you feedback on your blog post on how it sucks or what needs to be improved, but they didn't really even read it or take the time, it's not really useful feedback. The same goes with if you have an e-commerce product and someone says it sucks, but they never bought it or looked at it, that's not really the greatest feedback either.
Yep. So, I mean, I love sending surveys out, whether it's a type form or whether it's a Survey Monkey, but I try to keep it open-ended. You don't want to lead with a question. Probably one of the biggest mistakes I made with our software ClickFlow, this was 3 or 4 years ago, was leading with ideas that I had saying, hey, what do you think about these 7 ideas? Which one are you likely to pay for, right? That was really kind of bucketing them into those 7 ideas that my co-founder and I had. Now, a better solution might have been, hey, you know what? What are the biggest challenges you're facing right now from an SEO perspective? What's the worst part of your day, right? So it's really thinking about how can you tailor your questions? What can we do to improve, right? You can do NPS type questions as well. You know, how likely are you to recommend Uber Suggest to your colleagues, right? And then from there, you can be like, depending on the feedback that they're giving you, if it's a 9 or 10, ask them for a testimonial. If it's a 7 or 8, you probably leave it alone. Under a 6 and below, you're saying, hey, you know what? We'd really like to jump on a call and get more feedback, or what can we do to get better, right? Because you're trying to figure out signal from all the noise there. And then you kind of try to figure out how to action in terms of next steps.
Yeah, and with feedback, the key is to get feedback during the right phases of people using your product, your service, your app. So for example, if Eric's trying to improve ClickFlow, he may have someone go through the onboarding flow and then get feedback. The last thing you want to do is just go sign up for something like user testing and just say, hey, go check out this site. Let me know what you think. because that person may not be the ideal fit. Even if they say, oh yeah, I'm interested in marketing or I'm interested in cosmetics, doesn't mean they're really the right fit. You want people as you're going throughout your flow or using the product or experiencing it to get feedback. That's why you see when you buy these products, people will have these cards and they're saying, hey, love to hear what you think. Feel free and give us a review. But they put that in the packaging. So then that way, after someone uses the product, they can go and give feedback versus saying, hey, you bought, let me just send you an email right away before the product's even delivered saying, give me feedback right now.
Yeah. I mean, one thing from my side, there's a book I really recommend called The Mom Test. And The Mom Test teaches you how not to ask leading questions. And so it's really geared towards people with product companies, but I think you can use it from a service perspective as well. But you know, The Mom Test was super helpful. And what we started doing with ClickFlow is we started reaching out to a bunch of, you know, potential customers and also current customers. And we just started asking them, you know, a bunch of different questions, right? Kind of similar to the ones I asked earlier. What is the worst part of your day? Right? You know, what current software are you using right now? What could be better about that? And what I really like, here's a good example. The creator of Superhuman, Raul Vora, I asked him on the Leveling Up podcast. I was like, hey, so, you know, how do you think about customer development? How did you do it? Basically, how'd you get your feedback? And he would basically send people to a page and then ask people, you know, what they currently hate about email, because he has email SaaS product, right? And they're doing very well right now. And whoever gives him a really good answer, he reads every single one, but he's going to reach out to those people. And maybe if they're in San Francisco, this is pre-COVID, he would go and meet them for coffee, right? Or he'd get on the phone with people that are giving really interesting responses. So that way he kind of had a buffer instead of having to talk to everyone. The final example I'll give is with Levels, which is the continuous glucose monitor. I remember I signed up for the waitlist and the CEO reached out to me, asked for a 45-minute call. I talked to him for the full 45 minutes. He had very well thought out questions. And I just asked him, I said, hey, just out of curiosity, how many of these calls are you doing? He's like, I've done over 1,000, right? And that's what it takes to make an amazing product. I don't know if I can sit through 1,000. I probably like Raul's format more of starting with a kind of a buffer and then reaching out to people and cherry picking the ones that you like. Neil?
Last but not least, you can use tools like Qualaroo or SurveyMonkey to get the feedback. A lot of tools like SurveyMonkey are for free, so then it doesn't really cost you any money to get feedback. It's just more so you got to take the time.
All right, so that is it for today. MarketingSchool.io/pro. Check out our free marketing community for 14 days, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.